Hello, my imaginary friends, SM2N here. It's Friday. It's the 2nd of November, 2012.
You had to think about that, didn't you?
I had to think about that. It's day two of Napod Pomo. Also day two of Audio Mo, which is almost identical, but somehow different. So, I don't know how it's different. Napod Pomo was invented by somebody called Jennifer Navarrete. Yeah. And this is the sixth year that that's happened. Audio Mo, I don't think, is as old as that. And I think someone else came up with that idea independently. But the same, the principle is the same, that you have to do an audio... Well, a podcast every day. Yeah. So I guess Napod Pomo could be audio or video in theory, whereas Audio Mo and it's just audio, and Vlomo I think is the video blogging monthly thing. Okay. So there we go.
I think I'm failing on all of these.
Any road up. So what I want to talk about today, I listened to a boo earlier by somebody called Catkin100, who was talking about the death of the album as a musical format in a day and age where digital downloads makes the purchase of single tracks much easier, and I think she's right. I want to sort of add my voice to that. I think she's right that there's something special about the album as a format, whether it be the LP that I remember from my youth, and cassette tapes, and then CDs, and then these albums you get on iTunes, whatever, you have very large numbers of tracks, sometimes 100 tracks. But so perhaps ignoring that last format, but the more traditional format of an LP was something like 8 to 12 tracks as a unit, is somehow special. So I think if an artist puts together an album, they carefully select the songs on the album and the order in which they appear. And it's like a journey, isn't it? It's like they're deliberately put together in a specific order that will somehow hold together. Maybe it tells a story across the whole album, maybe it takes you on a sort of roller coaster ride where you go in an upward arc, and then a downward arc, and a sideways wipe, and then an upwards arc, and then a crescendo or something. There is definitely an art to collating an album of songs. And if you take an album by an artist and you chuck it in your CD player or on your LP player or on your cassette player or even in your MP3 player, but if you kick off the album at song number one, you know, about an hour later the music will come to an end and there will have been a coherent experience, a coherent audio experience that you've gone through. Which is different than if you just have songs completely at random. So that's one perspective. I think another perspective on this is, for an artist, it's actually freeing to not have albums. So in the traditional music industry, an artist has to produce a whole album worth of material, and then get submit that to the record company, and then record company will schedule that in as a product launch, and then the record company will then work with the artist to choose some singles that could be released before the album is launched, and then through the first couple of months of the album having been launched to promote the album, so to mean that songs are being played on the radio or in clubs or whatever, that will then promote the sales of the album. So it was very much a very pivotal product, the album, as a collection of songs for a record company. So by for an artist to free him or herself up away from that constraint of having to produce 12 songs altogether to be released as a package, but to instead be able to just release them one at a time, or in whatever bundles or clumps or groupings that they want to. Some ways gives the artist more freedom, so there's some benefit there as well. And the other benefit, I think, is in other people creating playlists of songs. So maybe someone somewhere will collect, create a playlist of songs that are good for driving, or and those songs are all by different artists, but they've got the same sort of rhythm and the same kind of energy levels that will be work well for driving or riding a bike or running or whatever. Maybe a playlist that will take someone who's feeling a bit depressed. Maybe a playlist that will play depressed songs at the beginning, and gradually, as each new song appears in the playlist, will maybe change your mood into something a bit more optimistic at the end or something. So I think there's some artistry in other people coming up with playlists. And if you have a playlist and it's put together on a platform like iTunes, then an individual listener can then purchase all the songs in that playlist, all the ones they haven't got yet in that playlist. So it makes you want to sigh. Why are you sighing, darling?
Sorry, it's not you.
It's not me.
No, it's just...
Is your computer misbehaving?
No, it's not a computer.
Do I need to stop recording before you commit slander?
Probably. Well, no, I don't have to mention
it. I think I've made my point, though. I think I've made my point, so this is good timing. Do you want to talk anonymously about somebody's incompetence?
Well, I've got an email here with a temporary membership card that you can print out, and it was actually, it looks like a proper card, and you know, with the sign of scissors, so you can actually, you're supposed to cut this, print this, and then cut this out. Mm-hmm. The only thing is, when you print it, the card is actually on two pages.
Right.
So I shall need your technical expertise to sort this out. Look. See? You got a bit there, and you got a bit there.
All right, so it's been broken up over two pages.
Uh-huh.
Right. So that was keep the same... So the option you've got there in the print dialogue is keep the same parent font size. If you change it to scale message to fit,
yes, then I that just all read comes that,
over one page.
I didn't want to... Oh, okay.
Or rewrap message to fit. That's two pages again. But well, yeah, at least scale that message way... to fit is one page.
Yeah, but then if it comes too small, can you still read it? You could do that, because I actually only need a second page. What about if I do that? And then it's nice and big.
This is really good for the listener on audiobook.
Yes. Really good. So what am I doing? Doing this page. No, the other page. Shouldn't you do this late at night, should I?
Good night. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, sorry about
Toodle-boo. Say goodnight, Niana.
Oh, sorry. Bye-bye. Sorry.